All members of Donegal County Council have today been giving their views on the controversial circular received from the Department of the Environment and Local Government on the 18th of this month. In that letter, the department confirms a revised allocation for Donegal County Council from the Local Government Fund. The initial allocation of just under €31 million is to be reduced by €4,067,000. That's based on a 47% level of compliance with the household charge. The letter, signed by the department's principal officer, says the council must now reforecast expenditure for the remainder of the year to achieve a balanced budget. The letter concludes the grant will be revised again later in the year to take changes into account, including progress on securing more payments of the household charge. County Manager Seamus Neely told members this evening there is not sufficient discretionary funds available to allow the council absorb that reduction, and he suggested a meeting in September to take decisions on the council's next move.
The amount of discretion that's left to the council in terms of the balance of the year is not in the amount of €4 million. If we need to find that level of adjustment, it will impact on areas that will have to be considered formally by the council.
Much as you don't want to do so, services may have to be cut.
If we spend any amount less than what we had originally had planned, the consequences of that will be that something that we had originally intended to do won't happen. The fact that it has to go before council for formal consideration would indicate that the priority will have to be set at that point in time, and that will determine what does or doesn't happen.
Councillor John Campbell moved a number of motions, one seeking a deputation to meet Minister Phil Hogan. That was accepted. However, a second motion seeking legal advice on the minister's decision to change the grant halfway through the year was lost. Seamus Neely said he didn't believe speaking of catastrophic cuts was helpful, but it's clear that this issue will dominate political discussions in the county in the weeks to come.